Welcome to the Red Cloud Research Roundup, hosted by Red Cloud Financial Services. It is April 15th. Argentinian-based exploration company Argentina Lithium and Energy has had a busy first quarter this year. After ongoing strong lithium results out of their Rincon West project, alongside a recent listing on the OTCQX exchange, the Red Cloud Research team has deemed the story worthwhile, having initiated coverage last week. Alina Islam, mining analyst, is here to provide details on the news. So with that, Alina, what's top of mind for you?
Hi everyone, I'm back to talk about lithium this week. So last week, we initiated coverage on Argentina Lithium and Energy with a buy speculative rating and no target price. This is LIT on the TSXV. I would note that Argentina Lithium is not a banking client. So Argentina Lithium, they hold four lithium brine projects in the prolific lithium triangle in Argentina. Their flagship asset is Rincon West, and this is on the same salar as Rio Tinto's Rincon project, as well as two other development stage projects. The company also owns the Antofalla North project. Now, this is not as advanced as Rincon West, but it is next in the pipeline. So we like the Argentina lithium story for five reasons. First, automaker Stellantis is invested in the company. Last October, Stellantis invested the Argentinian peso equivalent of $90 million for 19.9% of the company. We view this as a major stamp of approval on Argentina Lithium's assets, as Stellantis conducted a thorough review of the technical aspects of the projects. This funding has essentially enabled management to speed up development of Rincon West, and it is now fully funded for this year and 2025, with a maiden resource anticipated in the second half of 2024, followed by a PFS in 2026. Stellantis also agreed to an offtake to purchase 15,000 tons per annum of lithium carbonate from the company for a period of 7 years. The second reason is that all of its projects are in areas that have major mining companies in the vicinity, such as Rio Tinto and Albemarle. This is a positive because by the time Argentina Lithium's projects are developed, a lot of the infrastructure that will be required to support a mining operation will be readily available. Last month, Rio Tinto announced that it is planning to spend $350 million at its projects. So this just goes to show that the areas around Rincon West will be much further developed by the time we expect it to go into production in 2028. The third reason is that it's got a strong portfolio of mid-grade brine assets. And while focus is on Rincon West, Antofalla North is twice as large, and we could see this project become the anchor in the portfolio down the line. Management has also outlined a budget of $15 million per year, which is a substantial amount to advance the entire portfolio. Next, we believe that the company will use DLE technology when it comes to extraction. Its neighbor at Rincon West, and this is Power Minerals, has confirmed the use of the technology to extract lithium from brine. We would therefore infer that DLE would be suitable in this particular scenario. However, testing needs to be conducted on Rincon West brines. Plans are to test brine samples with potential DLE providers later this year. And then finally, Argentina Lithium is led by an experienced management team with significant in-country expertise. We believe in-country experience is important, especially in environments deemed to be more challenging. We saw how management tackled the devaluation of the peso by more than 50% in December. They were quick to adapt and tried to deploy as much of the Stellantis funding to combat the devaluation measures. Essentially, they ended up prepaying for a lot of the exploration and drilling activities and accelerated option payments on claims for the various projects. On the team, we have CEO Nico Kekos, who has over 30 years of experience in the mining industry, Miles Rideout, VP Exploration, who is a geophysicist and has over 30 years of experience, including over 20 just in Argentina. And finally, we have Joseph Grosso. He is chairman and founder of the Grosso Group that Argentina Lithium is a member of. He has been involved in the mining sector in Argentina since 1993, when it was first opened up to foreign investment, and has a large network in the country. I will not get into the merits of Argentina as a mining-friendly jurisdiction or our positive long-term view on lithium, but these details are available in our report, which you can access on our website. Looking ahead at the catalysts, Phase 2 drilling is underway at Rincon West, and a resource is in the works for later this year. At Antofalla North, permits are pending, but once received, plans are to commence a drill program in Q4. So in summary, we are initiating coverage with a buy speculative rating and no target price. We believe this is a good pre-resource story, and with where valuations currently stand, we believe the share price is an attractive entry point for investors. And that's all I have for this week. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the RightCloud Research Roundup podcast. We hope you enjoyed this dive into recent notable mining news. Remember, you can join us every Monday for new episodes. And as always, you can head over to redcloudsecurities.com to read the research report discussed for all RightCloud Securities free research reports, and to sign up to our email list. That's it for this episode, and see you next time.